WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 7. It's 44 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Last Tuesday's primary election ended yesterday's Brazos County Commission meeting.
Congratulations to Commissioner Cauley on her decisive primary election victory.
Commissioner Nancy Berry noted Irma Cauley received the Democratic nomination after receiving 81% of the primary vote. Another contested Democratic primary in Brazos County involved the winner having to wait for voters to decide how to deal with an opponent who withdrew, but their name remained on the ballot. Josh Wilkinson won the Democratic primary for House District 14 after spending about $1,000.
I didn't see a big point in raising a whole bunch of money and spending it to get in a primary against another Democrat. So I kind of played it low key.
Wilkinson said he was able to save the $750 filing fee by collecting signatures. The Texas A&M women's basketball team is hosting the first two rounds of the NCAA tournament this weekend. Assistant Athletics Director Steve Miller on the Infomaniacs says one step in preparing Reed Arena as a host site involves placing logo stickers on the court.
They put them on a big pallet and a tube, and you have to unroll them and put books and things down to hold them flat. Because at some point, the installers have to push those things and push, get all the air bubbles out.
Do they have official installers?
Well, no, we will hire some. We will spend some money locally to get someone to professionally do it because we like those NCAA letters to be straight.
Miller says women's basketball events this week will be about $500,000 impact on the local community. The Aggies take on the 13 seed Drake at 1:30 p.m. Friday. Find tickets online at 12thman.com. One topic that has kept Texas A&M President Michael Young busy this year is dealing with how to handle future free speech events. Young told the Faculty Senate at its last meeting that he has been before state lawmakers and was scheduled to chair a committee of the American Association of Universities.
Presidents and some lawyers who are looking at this issue, how it affects universities and how we really work in the context of this kind of environment.
Young brought up one probability.
We certainly anticipate that, what did the Irish say, spring is the marching season. We anticipate that we will have more opportunities to address these kinds of issues going forward. And certainly we see it happening in other universities already. No reason to think that we will not have those same opportunities here.
Young told the Faculty Senate there are three variables that come into play with free speech events. They are campus safety, how free speech events affect daily operations, and the costs of the events. The Arts Council of the Brazos Valley has announced another record Empty Bowls Junior fundraiser.
We will award the proceeds from that event to in-school food pantries, which is a huge deal because a lot of kids go home hungry every week and their families do as well.
CEO Chris Dyer says five food pantries serving area schools will share almost $7,000. That's up from $5,500 last year. Students and teachers from more than 25 schools in the Brazos Valley donated over 1,000 handmade bowls, and 15 businesses provided homemade soup, bread, and other support. The fundraiser also supports Arts Council at-risk youth art programs. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 7. It's 44 degrees. Call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience. And that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers. Like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office.
Hi, this is Eric at Sunshine Fun Pools. The weather is starting to warm up, and you may be considering a custom pool and spa project for your family. But if you're like most folks, you may be wondering how easy a pool is to maintain and own. Well, at Sunshine Fun Pools, we've spent all winter coming up with ways to save you time and money. We've put together a system that promises to give you the most energy-efficient and low-maintenance custom pool you can own. We don't want you worrying about mastering water chemistry or constantly cleaning out debris before you swim. We want you spending time on the important things in life, your family and close friends. So new for 2018, Sunshine Fun Pools is introducing a new evolution in automated cleaning and circulation, our top-to-bottom plus in-floor cleaning system. We're so confident you'll love the freedom this system affords you, we'll give it to you for free in the month of March. And to show you our continued appreciation, we'll give you an additional $1,000 towards your pool financing or cash purchase. Treat yourself to the custom pool and spa experience you deserve with world-class equipment from Hayward. Reach out to us soon and create your family's story at Sunshine Fun Pools.
March is National Social Work Month, a time to recognize the contributions of social workers in our lives. Social workers are an integral part of the services at Hospice Brazos Valley. Terminal illness brings complex problems besides the illness itself. Social workers walk alongside patients and families through their end-of-life journeys, guiding them through uncertainty and change, bringing them closer to new life, growth, and renewal. With the advent of spring, Hospice Brazos Valley can't think of a better time to honor the sacred profession of social work. Hospice Brazos Valley. Comfort is our specialty. Trust is our promise.
Good morning. It's 7:10 Infomaniacs News Talk 1620 WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. And the weather is brought to you by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. Your nationwide agent, part of their member-driven community. We're serving members' needs as their top priority. Call your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, today, 979-776-1900. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
RHI Pressure System still covers the central United States this morning and will lead to sunshine across the area yet again today. Highs 65 to 70 through the afternoon. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy. We're going to fall back to about 45 to 50 degrees. It turns partly sunny tomorrow and it starts to warm up, 75. Clouds tomorrow night, there may be a few showers, 60 to 65. Chance of showers on Friday, maybe a thunderstorm, 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, it was the longest baseball game in Texas A&M history, an 18-inning affair. However, the Aggs came up short 5-1 to UT Arlington last night. Coach Rob Childress said everything was in place. The offense just couldn't get going.
It was a great game if you're a baseball fan, but for us, we got to be much better offensively, and we only have one opportunity, and that being the 13th inning to score without a big two-out hit, and you know we're much better offense than that.
We'll hear a little bit more from Coach coming up. Also touching on the NCAA tournament, the first four, at least the first two games of the first four were last night. The next two will be this evening, so we'll cover that as well as the NIT in Waco and the NBA in hockey. All that more coming up in sports.
Hey, Warren Buffett's doing it again, promising his company employees $1 million, $1 million, if their brackets are still perfect by the time the Sweet 16 rolls around.
$1 million.
Oh, wait. It's $1 million a year for the rest of your life.
What?
Yeah. So, like, yeah.
Man.
I mean, yep. He offered $1 billion, and that was open to the public
yep.
a few years ago.
If your bracket was perfect
yeah,
all
if your
the
bracket
way.
Was perfect.
So there we got that. So if you need some help.
Yeah.
Now you don't.
Oh, I got it right here.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. Oh,
okay.
These are ways for you to, if we had this yesterday, the time inside a woman's head where she won last year's office pool and knew nothing about it. If you're one of those people, let me give you some opportunities here, okay? So. Because you got a lot of names, and you may know something about it, you may not. Flip a coin. Just flip a coin, okay? And that way, you don't know whether it's a 1 seed or a 16 seed, whatever, flip a coin and do that. Like, heads will be this team, tails will be this one. Which mascot would win in a fight from the mascot?
Yeah,
that's always a good one.
Okay, like a Buckeye and a Badger and all that kind of
stuff.
Yeah. I don't know, I guess, but see, for an Aggie, is that a human, or do we do the mascot?
Right.
Which would be Rebel.
I don't know. Right. And I mean, she can be vicious.
That's yeah.
And for Auburn, is it a tiger or a war eagle?
Oh,
we just don't know.
Man.
Wow, that's right. Proximity to the school.
Okay.
Base it on how close it is to maybe your hometown or where you live.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Or how about this one? Vacation destinations.
Oh, there we go.
All right.
Okay.
So,
well, there's a lot of good basketball
pick Syracuse
teams. Yeah.
Anything.
Yeah. Yeah. So there. Just see how.
Wow.
That, no kidding.
I bet your family's happy to hear that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well,
they don't live there.
They live there by choice. You know, her family that lives up there lives there by choice. It's not a vacation for them.
True.
It's a home. All right. So I couldn't help but think about this as you're playing the audio this morning of Steve Miller.
Sure.
About the decals that are going to go on the floor at Reed Arena for the women's NCAAs that are going to be here. Now, those are really big decals.
Sure.
I don't know how big. Like
what, big old stickers.
Maybe 6 feet across or something like that, 7 feet. Now, when you first moved into an apartment in college, what did you decorate the walls with and why?
I mean, the answer, I guess, is usually posters.
Right. But well, I happen to have a friend who got me beer signs. I had some.
Okay.
I had two neon beer signs.
Oh, so I bet that room was hot that was when you turned those things
on. That
was fun.
No, it wasn't too bad. So anyway, then air conditioning was cheap.
Yeah.
But I mean, can you imagine when they get done with the decal?
Ooh, getting a big sticker.
Putting that puppy up on your
wall.
It's
like wall. A fat head.
I mean, think about that.
Yeah.
I don't know who you got to talk to about that.
I don't know if they would still, like, I don't know if they end up ripping when you have to take them off or if they come off,
you know, you
easily.
You could volunteer to take it off yourself and then roll it up and take it home.
NCAA might charge you. You never know.
I'm just saying, I would, you know, you think about that walking into somebody's apartment and they got that on the wall.
Yeah. Yeah.
You'll remember that.
It is amazing. I went, so I failed as a journalist yesterday.
Okay.
If anyone listened to my interview with Coach Blair, I forgot to ask him what kind of candy he would be throwing out.
God.
I know. I know.
I hate that.
I went and talked to him yesterday, and it's amazing how much is already going on at Reed right now, getting ready for, you know, stickers is one of the very, very, you know,
last things
on this long list of things that must be done at Reed Arena. So it's pretty crazy how quickly they're able to get all of that together.
Like we talked about, and they had such a short time to do it. I tell you, they're going to change it. They've got to change it. Just makes sense. All right, so I don't know. When was the last time you went to Chipotle? Like when? Yeah.
I'm not a big Chipotle person.
Really?
I've been to Chipotle one time.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, I used to go often enough.
Yeah.
And it had nothing to do with the you know,
problems they had. Right.
But I have other friends who go on a weekly basis.
Really?
Easily. Oh, yeah.
All right. So here we go. Secrets that the Chipotle employees will not tell you. The shortest lines occur right when the store opens, around 11 in the morning and between 2 and 5 in the afternoon.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah.
Bang the guac.
Bang the guac. Sounds like a song.
What does that mean?
Guacamole ain't cheap.
Right. Especially there. It's like an extra.
Yeah. Ooh. So the smartest customers ask for the avocado dip to go, and then they request the employee to bang the container on the counter, so that gets the air bubbles out. And then get them to fill it back up. See?
What?
Excuse me, can you bang the guac for me, please?
Apparently.
I wonder how many people actually do that.
They said, we hate it when you order. Well, that's why we're telling you. They hate it when you order quesaritos.
Okay.
Apparently, these are a big pain to make because of the hot cheese and they can burn the cook.
Ow.
I don't know what a quesarito is.
Me
but
neither.
That's fine. Order a kid-sized bag of chips.
Well, it must be new because their queso isn't that, you know, hasn't been on the menu that long.
And again, order a kid-sized bag of chips. You'll save some cash and there won't be any leftovers, okay?
Okay.
Keep your burrito together by asking for a double wrap.
Oh.
This will keep the salsa and the other juicy stuff safely inside.
Okay.
All right. Cilantro haters have a choice.
Mm.
Yes, they do offer plain white rice without the Chinese parsley.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
If you have a big order, do it online. That makes everybody happy.
Right.
Mixing up the burrito is gross. Not only do workers have to go find a spoon that looks very unappetizing after the customers have used it. So what? I don't know what. Oh,
mixing
I guess
up,
opening it up and mixing it. Is that what people do? Do they do that?
I don't know.
It's a burrito. You just eat it.
Unless it's like a burrito bowl.
Right.
Yep. Sometimes you get a free meal. Managers do have the discretion to give you a meal if there's a mix-up in the line or you have to wait 5 or 10 minutes.
Okay.
And like any place else, be nice. Regular customers who are genuine and kind and personable quite often get comps.
Yeah.
So just, of course, that's true anyway.
I have friends who go enough, and they've said that. They just, every once in a while, they'll get a free burrito.
Yeah, that's kind of fun.
You know, and that brings up another point. I was thinking last night, you know, what people would just wake up in the morning, they just wake up to the birds singing, the sun is shining, they take a deep breath of fresh air, and say, I'm going to be the world's biggest jerk today.
Well,
who does that? But people do that.
You must have something in mind specifically.
Oh, just people in general. Just people not being nice.
Was somebody a jerk in your presence yesterday, and that's what made you think about
every
it?
Every day.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Yeah.
Hi, meet Chelsea.
Yeah.
Chelsea is, no.
What?
No.
Stop.
I'm just playing. No,
when was I mean to you yesterday?
Were you not? It wasn't Chelsea. It just, I don't know, just people being jerks.
You're right. Well, but look, folks don't think about how there are other people actually on planet Earth or in their zip code or even within their 20-foot space.
Right.
You know, they'll be going along in the grocery store in the middle of the aisle and just stop. You know, they want to or need to or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Get to one side or the other. I mean, sure, there's all sorts of things. But it's time for us to talk about Chelsea in her ballet costume.
Yes.
What did you post yesterday?
I took 1 year of dance at Margaret Halverson's School of Dance.
Okay.
And I posted my recital picture the other day on social media.
Okay, so now, like, how old are you?
Six.
Okay. Lots of makeup?
Lots of makeup. Yeah. Sparkly blue number with feather boa wrapped around the waist, tap shoes,
and
a big feathery bow something in my hair.
Oh, that's awesome.
And you were so cute.
I know, right? And I had the bangs going on. And
Is this like a tap dance recital?
It was. That year was tap. Yeah. That year was tap. Mm-hmm. And that was our recital. So I made it through 1 year of dance.
Now,
and
was that, were you part of a troupe, or is you're out there doing
by yourself. I think they were divided by age groups then.
Okay.
And so it was me and a bunch of other 6 year olds. The best part about it is so many girls that I eventually became friends with, like, later on in life, we were in that same dance class together. So even when I posted on social media, I had a few people respond and was like, oh my gosh, I loved that outfit. That was my favorite outfit. And these are people I had no idea were even in my class at the time because, we didn't go to elementary school together or whatever. And so anyway, I posted it with the thought of also promoting the dance competition that I am participating in for Health for All. Shout out to everyone who's donated. I have gotten some donations from listeners and friends and family. And so you can keep donating up until the event, which is March 24th, if you just go online to healthforall.org.
Okay, and you can and they can click on your face.
You can click on my picture. Okay, yep, my face, my picture. You can click and make a donation in my name, which would be awesome. Okay.
Now, are you wearing the same kind of outfit?
Not in my picture.
Oh, okay,
no,
okay.
I did not post picture.
And the event itself is...
So it's March 24th. Okay. It's Saturdays away, and tickets are still on sale. So if you actually want to go to the event, you can purchase tickets. It should be a lot of fun. So
how many more rehearsal days do you have?
Well, I had one on Monday. Finally made it through the whole routine. I kind of remember why I quit dance when I was six. It was actually a really good practice. We got through the whole routine.
Good.
So we're trying to schedule at least 3 or 4 more.
Yeah.
Like, just,
polish up your game.
The last 10% of work takes like 90% of the time, right?
Yep,
so
yep.
We are, So next week we're going to hit it pretty hard until the actual event on Saturday.
Now, as someone who won't be able to attend it live, where they'll be provided video of
this? I'm hoping Health for All will have something set up.
I bet.
And if not, Mama Reber will be there.
Yes.
And I'll make sure that she videotapes.
That's what we need.
722.
Yeah. Ron Smith for Aggieland Carpet One.
It might just be that you only need to update your kitchen or a breakfast area. We can do that.
You have, I think, the largest selection of backsplashes and tiles and accent pieces that I've ever seen, and you get new ones in all the time.
That's one area where we're constantly working very hard to bring the latest and greatest decorative tile for your walls, your backsplashes, so that you create a really exciting, fresh, new look in your home.
Come see us today at Aggie Lane Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Does your bagless vacuum smell like your pet? Does it smell musty and dusty? If it does, then you might need to change your filters. Changing the filters helps to maintain the suction and airflow so your vacuum picks up the dirt and debris the way it was designed to. Don't know where the filter is on your vacuum or not sure which filter you need? Then come by and see us at Sovac City and we'll be happy to help you. Sovac City, we're on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Sovac City has also been voted the best of the Brazos Valley again, and we want to say thank you to all of you who voted for us. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
Highland Honda is proud to be the only Honda dealership in the surrounding Houston market to have received Honda's most prestigious award, the Presidential Award.
Reserved for the top Honda dealers nationwide for superior achievement and customer satisfaction.
And during the Dream Garage sales event going on now, we invite you to come experience the Allen Honda difference.
Schedule your spring maintenance and find out why our service department was number one in customer satisfaction.
for award-winning vehicles backed by award-winning customer service.
Trust in the blue at Allen Honda.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 10 to 11 a.m., experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, March 17th, it's toxic plants in pastures and rangeland. Consuming toxic plants can be a problem for livestock. This class will help you identify and control toxic plants and recognize symptoms in your livestock. This week at Producers. Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Morning, 724, News Talk 1620, WTAW. You're talking about your dance situation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we did ballroom dancing, and Manning Smith was the guy's name.
Okay.
Lived in College Station, but he taught at the KC Hall over on Palisoda. Mm-hmm. And that was the only guy who taught dance in town.
Okay.
And so all of the people who I knew from Bryan High, or Stephen F. Austin at that time,
yeah,
that's how I knew them.
You know, oh, okay. It was through dance class.
You really didn't interact, you know, unless you went to church with them or something
right,
like that.
Right.
The cities were really, really, you know, you just wouldn't know people who were the same age you were in high school back in the day when they did that.
Not going to hang out with those people, those degenerates from Bryan.
Well, and that's kind of how, you know, I went to church in College Station growing up. So that's how I knew a lot of College Station kids and then through sports.
Yeah.
But yeah, I can see that.
Well, back then, I'm sure the cities were actually two distinct cities.
Yeah,
they
were.
They
there
were
was,
separated.
Yeah, there was space in between. So now, Zach, did you like do any dance learning or is that all at the
or etiquette
dance
classes?
No. Okay. No.
They didn't have Tyler Cotillion.
No, they did. I wasn't allowed in those kinds of places.
I wasn't allowed. My mom wanted me to take Cotillion, and I was like,
okay. We're not going to visit with Congressman Flores today. I was in touch with him just a little while ago, so we'll do that later this week. The best-selling food item ever from Taco Bell. We'll talk about that in the next half hour. In the meantime, let's have a look at the weather, because we got some out there, and it's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications. In business for your business. Since 1981, with two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. Going to be another nice day, pretty much like yesterday, right around 70 degrees, and it'll be north winds, but they won't be very, very high, probably about 5 miles an hour. Look for a high temperature of 68. Tomorrow we're going to do 73. Some clouds will start rolling in, and the winds are going to turn around out of the south. So we're going to get, sure enough, warmer weather. On Friday, a high of 82, probably about the same thing on Saturday. Sunday, about the same, but the chances of rain are increasing at 20% on Saturday, 30% on Saturday night, and then 50-50 on Sundays, it stands right now. Currently, we have winds out of the north at 7 miles an hour. The wind chill is down to 39. We have fair skies, and it's 43.
Trust a real estate agent that cares about your family for friendly hometown family service. Contact Jason Byinski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
The Politico caught up with Arnold Schwarzenegger at South by Southwest. That's Tech and Culture Festival in Austin, Texas, where Arnold revealed his next big plan. The former California governor working with environmentalist wackos to sue Big Oil for first-degree murder. I tell you, everybody is just going stupid. Yeah, Schwarzenegger says there's no difference between Big Oil and Big Tobacco. He says tobacco companies knew for years their product killed people, but they didn't come clean. They denied it. Same with Big Oil, says Schwarzenegger. The oil companies knew from 1959 on that fossil fuels would cause global warming and that global warming would kill people, yet they kept selling gasoline. He says that big oil companies are irresponsible for not putting warning labels on their products. Every gas station, he says, every car, everything that uses gasoline should have a warning label. I don't think there's any difference between Big Oil and Big Tobacco, said Schwarzenegger. If you walk into a room and you know you're going to kill someone, it's first-degree murder. I think it's the same thing with the oil companies. And it looks like he's serious. But he and his global warming wacko activists may have miscalculated a key detail. Picture this. Big Oil fights this lawsuit to the hilt in court. Finally, the entire global warming hoax is legally exposed and terminated. Where do these people get so stupid? Where does it happen? When?
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
My friends, if you own land, you know that spring is the best time of year to get work done on your property. Now, during the month of March, my good friends at Mahindra have special red tag savings on the toughest tractors and utility vehicles on earth. During the Mahindra red tag sale, enjoy up to $7,900 in tractor cash back and savings, or utility vehicle savings up to $1,700. Plus, Mahindra's industry-leading warranties will come standard. So get the most out of your land and your budget with Mahindra's spring red tag savings. You'll see why 98% of Mahindra owners would recommend one to a neighbor. Learn more about rugged Mahindra utility vehicles and the world's number one selling tractor at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at J5 Tractors in Conroe, Navasota, and Normangy, or visit J5Tractors.com. That's the letter J, the number 5, Tractors.com.
Mortgage interest rates are still at all-time lows. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether you're looking to buy a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust Jason Byanski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Byanski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byanski.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 140 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance advisors have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 44 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. College Station welcomes the Drake, Oklahoma, and DePaul women's basketball teams to town this weekend as the Aggies host the first two rounds of the NCAA tournament Friday through Sunday.
Just as women's basketball this week, it's going to be about $500,000 impact on the community.
Assistant Athletics Director Steve Miller, during a visit on our show, says hosting championships like this is a team effort, both on campus and off campus.
We have built great facilities in this town. We have great hotels, restaurants, merchants, and everyone puts on a great show. They don't care if your shirt says Oklahoma or Drake on it. They welcome you to town and put on a great show, and the NCAA continues to want to send these events to our community.
DePaul and Oklahoma kick things off at 11 a.m. on Friday, followed by Texas A&M and Drake at 1:30. Visit 12thman.com to purchase tickets. A national issue that has also been addressed by state lawmakers involves free speech events on college campuses. When Texas A&M President Michael Young appeared at the last faculty Senate meeting, he said a legislative committee was gently asked not to add regulations. Young brought up three variables they already deal with. One involves how free speech events affect the operation of the campus.
It doesn't make sense to invite free speech and accommodate free speech in a way that otherwise disables us from having the speech that occurs normally on the campus in terms of the classrooms and the research and the other work that goes on.
Another variable is the cost to those putting on free speech events.
Florida estimated that, not counting what the state put into it, that in the event they had on their campus, the cost may have been in the $600,000 range. It's one thing to say $600,000 in a $3 billion budget is simply in the noise of it. We all understand when you start to say $600,000 two or three times a year, how many professors, how many additional sections, or how many full-ride scholarships, how many full-ride meal plans could I give for that kind of money.
A third variable, which is a factor in the two others, is the safety of faculty, staff, and students. If you had the income to buy a second home, where would it be? Well, the Texas A&M Real Estate Center is quoting a survey from a national publication that places Bryan College Station number 10 on the top hottest secondary home markets in the United States. The data from Smart Asset also ranks Lubbock at number 17. BCS was one of only three cities in the top 10 that were not near a beach, with Salisbury, Maryland number 3 and Flagstaff, Arizona number 8. Smart Asset determined the income of someone buying a second home is $197,000. $70,000. That's compared to the income of someone buying a primary home of $74,000. The top city in the secondary home market is Ocean City, New Jersey. Three of the top 10 are from Florida. Hawaii and Massachusetts are mentioned once, and the list also includes Myrtle Beach, North and South Carolina. Yesterday's Brazos County Commission meeting ended with Nancy Berry congratulating Irma Colley on what Berry called Colley's decisive primary election victory last week.
81% is impressive no matter where you are.
That was one of three contested Brazos County Democratic primaries. Another was the House District 14 race, which was won by Josh Wilkinson after his opponent suspended his campaign, though the opponent's name was still on the ballot.
It was a calculated risk. I'm rested and I'm not worn out. So I'm, you know, I feel bad for my friends that had to go through this primary, a little more bruising than me. But I came out pretty well.
Wilkinson, who spent about $1,000 during the primary, saved the $750 filing fee by collecting signatures. The transgender bathroom bill is once again a hot topic of state lawmakers, as it's listed as one of the top barriers to attracting business to the state.
The report released by the State House Select Committee on Economic Competitiveness has targeted the transgender bathroom bill as holding the state back in business development. Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban is one who testified before the committee, saying legislation outlawing transgender-friendly bathroom policies would not attract companies like Amazon.
Coming to a state that has taken an extreme position like the bathroom bill, which fortunately did not pass, that's a significant risk for them. That poses a challenge because it doesn't match up to their employee base.
Outgoing House Speaker Joe Strauss endorsed the report. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
A record of almost $14,000 was raised this month for in-school food pantries and at-risk youth arts programs at the 6th annual Empty Bowls Junior Fundraiser. Arts Council CEO Chris Dyer says students and teachers from more than 25 schools in the Brazos Valley donated more than 1,000 homemade bowls.
We have everybody from Franklin to Bryan to private schools here to College Station. We have a lot of school districts covered. Navasota, you name it, we got it.
Those bowls were filled with homemade soup that was donated by local restaurants. Monetary donations from more than 2,000 visitors are split between five food pantries and youth arts programs. The city of College Station has announced a third street project during spring break week. The intersection of George Bush East and University Oaks will be closed today to fix a leaking water line. Meantime, Southwest Parkway at Welburn is still closed, as are some lanes on Rock Prairie near Longmire. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 44 degrees. Call or text us this morning, 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Lance Lindsay, President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Howdy, Brazos Valley and beyond. When it's time for a new sewing machine or vacuum, we'd love for you to shop our locally owned shop, Sovac City. We've been located in College Station for over 30 years now. Sovac City offers a full range of sewing machines for beginners up to experts. We offer free instructional lessons with your purchase to make sure you get the most out of your machine. Need to have your machine repaired? We work on all sewing machines from old to new. Sovac City, come on down and see us or check us out online at www.sovaccity.com.
Need more space?
We can find space in your home, in your garage, and in your closets. We're Metro Mini Storage, and we put the smile back in storage. Metro Mini Storage has all sizes of climate and non-climate controlled units, the use of a free truck when you move in, and is completely gated with a dual security system. Metro Mini Storage at Texas Avenue at Deacon by Burger King. Online at MetroMiniStorage.net. Metro Mini Storage.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning and laundry service for over 20 years.
News Talk 1620, WTAW 738. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you by Ground Shuttle. They offer frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports and now daily service to the Austin airport, too. Reserve your Houston or Austin airport commute now at groundshuttle.com. Let them do the driving.
High pressure stays in control. The pattern through tomorrow. We'll have sunshine today. Temperatures, they'll warm up to about 65 to 70 later this afternoon. Tonight, we look to be clear to partly cloudy. We should be down to about 45 to 50 overnight. Tomorrow, we're going to be partly sunny, and we turn milder, highs near 75. Clouds increase tomorrow night. There may be a few showers, 60 to 65. Scattered showers along with the chance of a thunderstorm Friday, warm 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Fighting Texas Aggie baseball was in a marathon game against UT Arlington last night. However, the Aggies came up short to the Mavericks 5-1 in 18 innings. It was the longest ball game in Aggie baseball history. Coach Rob Childress said, everything was going great. The Ags bats just needed to wake up.
It was a great game if you're a baseball fan, but for us, we got to be much better offensively, and we only have one opportunity, and that being the 13th inning to score without a big two-out hit, and you know we're much better offense than that.
And we'll hear a little bit more from Coach Childress coming up. Also, we'll be talking on Aggie women's golf. They're out in Hawaii, again, taking part in the Dr. Donis Thompson Invitational. The third round set for this afternoon Central Time. So we'll cover that, of course, as plenty more, the NCAA tournament and all that coming up in sports.
There you go. So Stephen Hawking died. You probably heard that, physicist.
Yeah.
You know, pretty cool because he came here twice, which, you know, not every university could claim.
Right.
He became friends with George Mitchell.
Okay.
The guy who developed the Woodlands, and then, of course, Mitchell was an Aggie, and he gave a lot of money to the school, and he was the one who basically got him here. And the logistics of moving Stephen Hawking around were pretty ginormous, but nonetheless, he came here twice. This was a guy, you know, and he had ALS, and so he kind of had a voice box machine that would talk for him. So it was hard for you to necessarily get his sense of humor, but,
right.
But you know, he was on The Simpsons.
Okay.
He appeared on The Simpsons and I think Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
Back on his 70th birthday.
My daughter, Lucy, knew one of the script writers for The Simpsons. She said he would like to write an episode involving me. I accepted immediately because it would be fun and because The Simpsons is the best thing on American television.
Stephen Hawking telling us The Simpsons.
He ain't wrong.
Well, I don't know. I don't watch it, but nonetheless. There
well,
you go.
Clip Howard would beg to differ.
That's right. He'd probably think it's the best show on TV. So, little deal about IKEA. Mm-hmm. I know other people call it IKEA.
They're wrong.
They are.
It's IKEA.
You love the price of that IKEA furniture, but you don't really much have the patience to put it together, right?
Right.
Oh, all the time.
The holes don't quite line up.
Nope, you gotta jam it.
I thought it was supposed to be easy. Yeah, that was the whole point, right? Easy assembly.
That peg right there doesn't really work. And if you go get a hammer, you know, because they'll give you the little Allen wrench.
Uh-huh.
But if you go get a hammer or some other tool, you're going to chip it or break it or something. Anyway, Business Insider reports that IKEA wisely has purchased another company called TaskRabbit.
Okay.
Which provides people, it'll
Ooh.
Clean your home, it'll deliver products, and yes, it will even assemble.
Put together your IKEA furniture.
They will do that. Customers in Emeryville and East Palo Alto, California can now hire a tasker through an app to come there and put together your stuff. Strategic move was well thought out because it kind of helps them as far as competing with Amazon and Wayfair and folks like that.
Right.
So you can do it.
So you have to buy the furniture and the help.
Howsomever, they have...
I'm not going to have to give my man card away if I had somebody come and help me build an IKEA.
IKEA.
Well, however you pronounce it.
Well, you know, I went there the last year, went there to buy something in Houston, and they didn't have it. Well, they thought they did until we got to the checkout, and they didn't have it.
Oh.
I said, great. Well...
How does that happen? Oh,
because it was a piece of a big piece of furniture, and so they had to go get it out of the warehouse.
Oh,
and when they, now first of all, how are they letting me buy something that they should know whether or not they have
it.
They
should. They should take that off off the floor.
So that didn't work, and so I'm standing there with my father-in-law, and we're trying to get this thing settled. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, okay, you've got two other stores. You've got one in Austin, and you've got one up near Dallas. So do they have them there? And he looked and he said, well, I think they do. What do you mean you think they do? Well, it says here that they do, but by the time you get there, they may not have any left. I said, well, why don't you just let me buy it here and you can ship it to my house? Well, that doubled the price.
Oh.
Doubled the price.
Doubled.
I said, well, why can't you just have it shipped here and I'll come down and pick it up? Well, we don't do that. You don't. This is 2018. You don't do that.
And the Swedes.
So literally, the next week I had to drive to Austin and get it. But that's all right. Got it. Just it's very strange. They're very backwards in a lot of things
right,
that they do.
Right.
So we'll see the.
But them Swedish meatballs, though.
Yeah, they do. They got you could. Yeah, you can smell that when you go in the cafeteria. It's
great.
Part of the deal. Hey.
Well, it's really frustrating is when you spend all that time putting it together and then you flip it over and it says made in Japan.
Yeah. There you go. Gotta like that.
And I ain't American.
I ain't American. All right, so here we go. Forget about dipping your taters in ketchup or ranch dressing. The hottest new taste is apparently Taco Bell's nacho fries.
Yeah.
Oh.
Daily Mail reports these deep-fried cheesiness, goodnesses, wonderful thingies have now sold 53 million orders.
Wow.
Yes, customers are eager to try the new offering. Over one-third of the orders have included the munchies have been included in all of the orders that Taco Bell has filled since January the 25th. It is the number one selling food item in the history of the company.
Wow. Something tells me this isn't going to be for a limited time.
It
only.
Is. It says
well,
here.
Well, I know, but I imagine they're going to be bringing it
that's
back.
What, they're going to look at this and go, well, yeah. Right. Yeah, it
it's going to be like the McRib.
It'll be like a pork bologna sandwich.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the McRib.
Where it
yeah,
comes back every year.
Every once in a while. So anyway, apparently early next month they disappear. So if you want to go try them.
I still haven't tried them yet.
I haven't either.
I need to do that soon.
See how that works out. 7:45. A weatherman has legally changed his name to meteorologist and is running for office.
Oh,
of course.
Okay.
Meteorologist Drew Anderson, that's his full legal name now, says he's running for Congress in Pennsylvania, changed his name from just plain old Drew Anderson last year, then quit his job as a TV weatherman two weeks ago.
Okay.
Now he's trying to gather enough signatures to get on the ballot to run over there. So he's meteorologist Drew Anderson.
So he's no longer a media.
No.
That was kind of dumb
it
to
was.
Change your name.
Well,
and
he's
then
still
quit.
A meteorologist. He's just not on TV.
Yeah, okay.
I guess
that makes sense.
Right, that's
on.
True.
So if he gets elected, he's going to name, politician Drew Anderson?
Change his name one more time. Okay, get this. The world is full of female babies who are named Wyatt and Easton and McKinley.
That's
and
so weird
Riley.
That you say that. My niece's name is Wyatt.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. And so this is a problem in other countries.
Oh.
A couple being hauled into court for naming their newborn daughter Liam.
Okay.
All right. Public prosecutor is not on board with that name and believes that it would create, quote, a risk of gender confusion, end quote. And, quoting again, contrary to the interest of the child and harm her in social relations.
Well, the kid gets to pick what they want to be anyways, right? Gender.
Sure. Although it may seem absurd to U.S. Americans, thanks to the First Amendment, it is common in European nations. The country actually had an approved list of names that parents could choose from until 1993.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's pretty recent.
And the judge might wind up picking one of those names off of that list.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. How
are you named? Oh, well, my parents, got in trouble and
that's
a judge
right.
named me.
So we had to settle on this one. The judge named me. So
think how I would have been different.
I don't know. How do you decide what is a male or female name?
Right. Sure. That's exactly right. But apparently in Europe, they have done that for you. So it's one less thing to worry
Crazy.
About. 7:48.
Did your yard look healthy last summer? If not, consider adding some compost. This is Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. ABC offers a compost program that uses premium soil-enhancing material. It's the organic way to improving the health of your yard. In addition to being more attractive, a healthy yard fends off diseases and retains and uses water more efficiently. For an organic boost, call ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
As the last remaining locally owned media in Bryan-College Station, we pride ourselves in being able to provide you with local news, weather, sports, and information. A vital part of keeping you informed is being informed by you. We always encourage you to text your comments, local news tips, weather, sports, and information to 979-695-1620. It's the WTAW text line powered by Citibank, 979-695-1620. Citibank, where the Y in city stands for you.
Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family, and I want to thank Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology for bringing the Focus on the Family minute to you each morning.
Are you tired of shaving, waxing, and plucking? Then it's time to ask Childs Dermatology about permanent hair reduction with laser hair removal. Not all hair removal lasers are created equal. Childs Dermatology uses the most advanced Elite MPX laser, clinically proven to target and destroy hair growth cells without harming surrounding skin. So forget the hassle of razors and tweezers. Call Childs Dermatology for laser hair removal with the Elite MPX laser. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
A familiar phrase, and one I've used maybe 100 times with my kids, is garbage in, garbage out. Well, the positive spin on that is just as true. If you want good things out of your life, you've got to put good things in. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Many of us treat life as if it's a magic hat we can reach into and pull out whatever we want whenever we need it. When life gets too hectic, for example, we might think we need some patience. We want to reach into our magic hat and produce that character trait at will. Or if we see cracks and strains appearing in the relationships with our family, we expect to magically pull out connections with a spouse or with children. But life simply doesn't work that way. To get good things out of your life, you have to first put good things in. If you want good health, you first have to choose healthy behaviors. If you want a successful marriage, you first have to instill within your relationship the qualities that will make it successful. Making life changes like this requires the support of others to motivate and encourage us. But we also have to be intentional about building into our lives the characteristics that allow our relationships to grow. We don't have the magic hats that allow us to pull something out of nothing. Strong marriages and families require that we commit to put the good things in before we can expect healthy results. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Why do we call it small business? Why not agile business? Nimble business? Dance circles around the big bulky behemoths business. Uma Office, the small business phone solution, has a virtual receptionist to direct calls to the right extension and a mobile app to help you answer while away from the office. About all that's small really is the price, starting at only $19.95 a month. Visit uma.com, that's O-O-M-A, or call 866-649-9377 to find out more. Uma, the phone your small business deserves.
Want to look good? Salt-based water softeners can make skin and hair silky smooth. Want to feel good? Salt makes muscles strong and keeps your brain healthy. And of course, salt makes meals nice and tasty. Salt can also de-ice roads for driver safety. It's easy to forget, salt is at our service all day, every day. So let's celebrate during World Salt Awareness Week. Visit worldsaltawarenessweek.org to learn more.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The sports update is brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. Good morning. It is 7:52. The longest game in Aggie baseball history ended in a loss last night as the number 6 Aggs fell to UT Arlington 5-1 in 18 innings. As Coach Rob Childers said, the bats just weren't working for the Maroon and White.
It was a great game if you're a baseball fan, but for us, we got to be much better offensively, and we only have one opportunity, and that being the 13th inning to score without a big two-out hit, and you know we're much better offense than that, and we need to be able to be a great offense, not just with the wind blowing out, but when the wind's blowing in. We've got to be able to get bunts down. We've got to be able to hit and run and do different things. But for 17 innings, we were outstanding on the mound, a lot of heroes on the mound. We were amazing defensively, made a lot of wonderful plays, and just not weren't able to get a big hit for those first 17 innings.
You marked the second loss of the year for the Maroon and White, who head to Auburn this weekend to kick off SEC play against the 14th-ranked Tigers. Aggie women's golf, Maddie Zarek shot a 2 over 146 and is just one shot off the lead following the first two rounds of the Dr. Donis Thompson Invitational in Hawaii. The Aggs are tied for fourth with the third and final round set for this afternoon at 1 p.m. Radford and St. Bonaventure are on to the men's NCAA tournament. The Highlanders topped LIU Brooklyn 71-61 last night, while the Bonnies bested UCLA 65-58. The last leg of the first four are tonight with Texas Southern and North Carolina Central at 5:40 and Syracuse Arizona State at 8:10. In the NIT, Baylor had no problem handling Wagner in the first round of the NIT, as I mentioned, 80-59 in Waco. Manu LeCompte scored 24 points for the Bears, who advanced to take on the winner of tonight's matchup between Mississippi State and Nebraska. In the professional game, Harrison Barnes put up 30 as the Dallas Mavericks downed the New York Knicks last night, 110-97. Mavs head man Rick Carlisle gave a lot of the credit to Barnes for the win.
Yeah, Harrison was great from start to finish. He had a good rhythm. We were going to him. Teammates were finding him. He did a little bit of everything.
Dallas, which is supposed to be tanking, has now won three of its last four. In the Lone Star State, six Spurs players finished in double figures as San Antonio blasted the Orlando Magic 108-72. Now, with the Spurs on the playoff bubble, sixth man Patty Mills was asked if he's been doing any scoreboard watching.
I don't keep an eye on the stands. I know other guys do. You know, some guys do, some guys don't. But, you know, you can't control that side of things. You can control like things like tonight, and we're able to do that. That we got a great chance here at home in front of a home crowd, and you know, the crowd was good tonight. So to be able to, you know, play hard and play smart in front of a crowd like that is something that we're all looking forward to for sure.
And the Spurs are currently down under and looking to work their way up. Thank you. I'll be here all week. San Antonio hasn't missed the playoffs in 21 years. Out on the ice, Arturi Lehkonen found the net twice as the Montreal Canadiens bested the Dallas Stars north of the border 4-2. Stars head man Ken Hitchcock after the loss.
I mean, we had a really good game going, and 4-minute minor put us on the back pedal. And then I thought our checking in the neutral zone when we were killing the penalties put us in another tough spot. We just, you know, it's two games in a row now. We've had careless sticks, and it's hurt us.
Now, with the loss, the Stars fall to 38-26-6 on the year and have dropped four of their last five. In some offseason football news, a pair of quarterbacks are getting paid. Drew Brees and the New Orleans Saints have reportedly agreed to a two-year, $50 million extension, while free agent Sam Bradford and the Arizona Cardinals have inked a one-year, $20 million deal. And that's been your morning sports update. I'm Zach Taylor, and your deal of the day today, a 2015 GMC 1500 as low as $499 a month. Now, I drive a GMC. They are good, dependable vehicles. Mine's not nearly as new as a 2015, though, so you're talking about a almost brand-new pickup. And as I said, that baby's going to last you for a while. Again, $499 a month at Team Ford of Navasota off of Highway 6. I'm Zach Taylor, and that's been your Morning Sports Update brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota.
Hi, this is Eric at Sunshine Fun Pools. The weather is starting to warm up, and you may be considering a custom pool and spa project for your family. But if you're like most folks, you may be wondering how easy a pool is to maintain and own. Well, at Sunshine Fun Pools, we've spent all winter coming up with ways to save you time and money. We've put together a system that promises to give you the most energy-efficient and low-maintenance custom pool you can own. We don't want you worrying about mastering water chemistry or constantly cleaning out debris before you swim. We want you spending time on the important things in life, your family and close friends. So new for 2018, Sunshine Fun Pools is introducing a new evolution in automated cleaning and circulation, our top-to-bottom plus in-floor cleaning system. We're so confident you'll love the freedom this system affords you, we'll give it to you for free in the month of March. And to show you our continued appreciation, we'll give you an additional $1,000 towards your pool financing or cash purchase. Treat yourself to the custom pool and spa experience you deserve with world-class equipment from Hayward. Reach out to us soon and create your family's story at Sunshine Fun Pools.
Chuck, there must be something in the air. It seems like everybody is redecorating this spring.
That's right, Suzanne. And now is a great time to stock up on designer lighting fixtures because Brazos Valley Floor & Design is having a huge inventory clearance sale.
For make-readies or for your home, now is the perfect time to buy.
Come see us on Welburn Road at Rock Prairie and College Station. At Brazos Valley Floor & Design, you will always find the largest selection at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620, WTAW. Beer and yoga, we'll have that in the next half hour. Put one with the other.
Yeah. They do that here in town. I know Blackwater Draw does it.
All right.
They do what?
Beer and yoga. Oh, yeah, yeah, beer and yoga.
Yeah.
A woman on Twitter named Angela Brisk just posted her method of, sticking it to guests who come over to her house who she doesn't really like. Now, it's okay. Not clear why she has people coming over to her house she doesn't like, but that's not the point. Angela boils hot dogs, then pours that water into the ice cube tray and freezes it. So that when she's making drinks for people she doesn't like, she has hot dog flavored ice.
Ew.
Yeah.
Why would you be making drinks for,
and again, for people you don't like? Why are they coming over anyway, right?
Ew.
Just saying.
It's probably just like a hint of like, look at that.
No coming thanks. Up in the next hour, 5 lifestyle changes you need to make before 40.
Okay.
So you got a little time. All right. And also, because it's Pi Day, we've got some specials out there.
Okay.
And the companies that people like and dislike the most, we'll have a list of those, just right. So you think about that. Now, if you have to go to work today, we feel very sorry for you, but some things to share
with
you.
Do we?
Feeling real sorry.
Did you know that the first consumer version of the microwave was released in 1952, and it cost $1,300?
Whoa.
That was a lot of money back then.
That is a lot.
That's an expensive microwave.
Very first Miss Universe was from Finland.
Okay.
Earliest record of any type of a shaving razor dates back 30,000 years.
Wow.
And one of our favorite extruded snack foods, Cheetos, originally was called Cheese Toes.
Ew. I'm glad they changed it.
Cheese Toes.
Focus group looked at it and said, we probably need to change the name.
Cheese Toes.
8 o'clock, WTAW College Station, Bryan.
Students across America are getting ready to walk out of class demanding safer schools and stricter gun laws. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
I don't think it's a political issue. I think people just need to be better to each other.
His school in Kuna, Idaho will have an assembly and then they'll march through the halls, but many other students will walk out. Fox's Tanya J. Powers live outside some schools in New York City.
Dave, I'm here at the Brandeis campus in Manhattan, where in about an hour, students will march outside in memory of the 17 killed in Parkland, Florida, but also in protest of gun violence.
This is an actual problem, and that teens and people in schools are really upset.
Now, some students will remember those killed by reading their names aloud.